tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear, he will answer.
With Jesus makes it right.
That's the Imperials here on the Good News Station. The time is 7:45. We want to thank Eric from right here in Palm City giving a one-time gift of $40. And we thank you so much, Eric, for your gift of $40. That's going to be matched with $40 this morning. Lisa from Boca. Good morning, Boca. Everybody down there is up and having a great time today. And Lisa calling in with a gift of $50. And that's going to be matched with $50 from our good friend Diane in Palm Beach. That leaves us $610 in matching funds this morning. We're trying to get it done before 8 o'clock. That's 14 minutes away. Time is of the essence. 14 minutes to go. Phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. $610 to go to finish up this matching funds challenge. So, a $10 gift is matched with $10. A $50 gift will be matched with $50. And Diane said she loves the station, wants to get things started this morning. We're very grateful to her. Carmen came by earlier and dropped off a gift and got things started this morning. And with Carmen and Diane and Eric and let's see, who else? Lisa, all these folks calling in and helping out this morning. The only thing that's missing right now is you. So wherever you are this morning, why don't you take just a little bit of time, call that number, 888-221-8990. Make that gift of support. If you haven't renewed your giving, maybe you've been giving for a long time and you have the letter that we mailed out, you didn't get it back in the mail to us, well, call us and tell us, hey, it's on the way. You know, let us know that the check is in the mail. And we'll go ahead and count that. And right now, we will also double it up with a matching funds challenge.
Stay in the grip of this grace. Stay.
Are you in the grip of His grace? Well, yes, we hope do. That you are. Man, we're just having a great time, a celebration here this morning. God is a good God. Yes, He is. And we had Diane call in and got hold of Karen this morning and said, I want to get things started. I want to stir up the gift and get it going. And Diane gave a gift of $700. In matching funds, we had Lisa called in with a gift of $50, and that was matched up with $50. We had Eric from right here in our hometown of Palm City gave a gift of $40. That left us $610 in matching funds. Now, there's 9 minutes left in this matching funds challenge. But wait, we've got some more news for you. Gail, our good friend down in Jupiter, longtime supporter of the ministry, called in and said, I want to give $400 toward that matching funds challenge. And says, I've already got my letter. I'll be sending it in. Mm. And so we are expecting that to come our way. She's been a big supporter. So that leaves us $210 to go in our matching funds challenge. And so, Gail, God bless you. We thank you so much for that. So there was $210 left in our matching funds challenge. But wait. We have a friend here, Sheila in Port St. Lucie, calling him and giving a gift of $20 a month. That adds up over the next 6 months to $120. And so we're very grateful and thankful to you for your gift of $120. And so that leaves us just $90 to go in matching funds. And so, Sheila, God bless you. Thank you so much. The phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. $90 remains in matching funds. There's 7 minutes left in the challenge. But wait. I like this. Linda from Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $100. That's going to put us $10 over the challenge.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you. We're praising the Lord. Amen. There you go. Friends, we just completed Diane's matching funds challenge, went over by $10, and we're very grateful and thankful to Gail giving that $400 gift and Eric giving a $40 gift, Lisa calling in with the gift of $50, and then also Sheila giving that gift of $20 a month. That's all it took to meet that $700 matching funds challenge, and so we're very grateful and thankful to everyone calling and giving. God bless you. Thank you so much. You had another gift over there that had a prayer request there.
Yes, Linda that had called in for the matching funds.
Mm-hmm.
Had a prayer request. She had a medical test done 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. She's going back today for retesting, and 6 months ago they found some abnormal cells.
Okay.
So she's asking for prayer.
All right.
That it will be normal. So, Father, we just lift up Linda to
Amen.
You, God.
Yes,
Father,
Christ
we thank
Jesus.
You that you are the healer,
oh,
and that there's
God.
No doubt, God, that you will heal her. And I just speak to those cells
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, and
yes.
I just command the cells to line up with the Word of God.
Amen.
We speak life to those cells,
yes,
and any
Jesus.
Abnormal cells have to leave
yes,
in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Jesus.
And we cast the abnormal cells out of her. in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for healing her. We thank you for touching her, Lord. And we thank you for when we hear the good report. We give you glory and honor and praise, God. Thank you so much. Bless Linda today in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 The Lord bless you, Linda. Thank you for your gift today, helping us also to reach the matching funds by giving a gift of $100. That actually put us over by $10. And so we added $1,510 to our total. And that takes us up to $38,250. We heard our doxology. We're praising God and having a good time. So, friends, the phone lines remain open, and you can call in anytime. Now, we have another friend of the ministry, Shirley in Okeechobee, calling in. And, Shirley, God bless you. Thank you so much. Shirley and her husband, Bud, big supporters of the ministry here for a long, long time. And Brother Bud has gone on to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And I believe his funeral is coming up
soon.
Soon.
This weekend.
Yeah. And we're going to miss Bud. And I know that Shirley and the family are, you know, filling a real empty place in their life right now. We want to be praying for them. Also, prayer for Pastor Mark, Marie, and Charlie. Thanksgiving for Bud's life. He was a believer.
Amen.
That's good news.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's moved on up to glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so, Bud, it won't be long, and we'll be following behind.
Soon come.
Right. Soon coming.
Soon come.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so, Heavenly Father, we come
Thank
to you this
Father.
Morning in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We lift up Shirley, her family. Father, we know that their hearts are tender today because of the loss of a loved one, but
yes.
yet they know that Bud is with you. They know that he has come home. He has received his reward, and that we are looking forward to the day when we too will walk the streets that Bud is walking today, that we too will enjoy the joy and the peace and the comfort of the Lord that Bud is enjoying right now. Father, we pray for Pastor Mark, Marie, and Charlie. We ask God, Lord, your blessings upon them today. And we give you thanks for a man of God like Bud, who touched many hearts and many lives, who gave to this station for many years that others might know Christ as Lord and Savior. So bless Shirley today. Bless the family. Minister to the folks there that are celebrating this life that impacted so many others. Father, Lord, we ask your God your blessings upon them in Christ Jesus' name. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Amen. I was just, Bud called during the last fundraiser in October. I took that call for the gift that he and Shirley wanted to make to the ministry. And when I was talking to Shirley today, I asked her if Bud was ill at that time, and she said yes. And she said, but he didn't ask for prayer, did he, for himself? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And but because, number one, he knew God had him, and two, he was truly a humble man in the way that God makes all of his strong and bold children humble.
Yep.
And so just to praise God for his life.
Thank you. And I remember taking a call from him as well.